online dating might seem strange or even terrifying to some, it's a unique concept of our modern age, and it could offer its users a lesson in humanity. Two people sending each other messages trying to prove their realness to a stranger. How do you convey your personality and your humanness over a chat window? How do you show who you are as a real person, not as a robot behind your screen? Well, our next guest found herself thinking of it as a scientific investigation of language and love. CJ Hauser teaches creative writing and literature at Colgate University in New York. Her most recent novel is called Family of Origin. She wrote an essay for The Guardian about her first time online dating. It's called This is Small Talk Purgatory, What Tinder Taught Me About Love. CJ, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, this essay is about your first time dating online. Can you talk a little bit about what your thoughts about online dating were before that?
Oh, I was not excited about it. I had heard stories for many years, and I didn't think it was going to be a thing I did, but I live in a very rural place. And I found myself single, and all of a sudden I realized that I was never going to meet someone who wasn't my coworker or my mailman, unless I got brave and tried it out for the first time.
So it sounds like necessity kind of led you to try it and get past those initial hesitancies that you might have had. You went into it with some expectations. You had an idea of the kind of person that you thought you were looking for and how you would tell. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So I think I admit in the essay that this is a somewhat conversation snobby way of approaching things. But I think that because I'm a writer, because I'm a storyteller, I just hope there would be good banter. I really hope there would be this sort of back and forth connection to the way I would relate to someone over text, the way I do with, I don't know, friends who I'm texting with on a daily basis, and that we'd have a kind of rapport. So that's what I guess I thought I was looking for when I started chatting with people.
And what were some of those first conversations you had that more or less might have kind of fit into that expectation?
Well, I had some good chats with some people where there was, I don't know, there was building upon what we were saying to each other back and forth. People had a funny sense of humor, or I could tell that they had a dark sense of humor, or that they had things that they valued. And it was exciting and it was almost shocking. But then when I met those people in real life, they were alarmingly intense. And all of a sudden I was like, perhaps this was not the best rubric to head into this endeavor with. That is probably not surprising to most non-writing, more normal humans. But for me, I was sort of shocked that this like super intensity of personality across chat, translated into an even more extreme, exponentially so version in real life.
Well, and for people who may not have done this version of dating or maybe don't do a lot of communicating with even friends or family via different types of texting or chatting, describe a little bit. I mean, these could be really lengthy, in-depth conversations. These weren't just a couple, you know, a couple letters and an emoji.
No, thankfully not in the first case. No, I was talking to people about like what they valued and what they appreciated. And I was talking to some of these people for, you know, like a couple of weeks at a time before I met them in real life, because I don't know, I was trying to be tentative and to get to know people before I did a real online, real life meeting. And so you really felt like you were getting to know someone really well. But of course, chat is only one dimension of a person. And there are a lot of other things that once you're sitting there face to face, I don't know, add up to a more full picture.
So interestingly, while you were going through this online dating experience, you were also teaching undergraduate students about robots and artificial intelligence in science fiction writing. And
yes,
you started to kind of see some interesting parallels between those two seemingly very different worlds. Tell us what first kind of sparked for you.
Sure. So it's a class that grew out of, I'd been teaching freshman writing for a really long time. And I found that a lot of students, much like a lot of daters, just wanted to produce what seemed like the correct answer to an essay prompt. And so I would get the same kind of writing over and over again, where it was like an essay that started from the dawn of time. There have been many similarities and differences between insert essay topic here. And so I got frustrated. And I said, you need to write a paper that a robot could not produce. Only you could produce this piece of writing, because otherwise, why write it? And so it sort of grew into this larger class about robots and robotic writing and robots in fiction. I have some very, very wonderful students, and we have great debates in that class. And I was teaching one of my favorite books, which is The Most Human Human by Brian Christian, which is about how he participates in a Turing test in which people are trying to determine whether the entity they're chatting with is a person or a robot. If a robot fools a person into thinking that they are in fact a real person and not a robot, they are said to have passed the Turing test. So Christian was there to be this human blind to sort of, you know, even out the experiment, but he felt like he didn't want to be mistaken for a robot. And he really wanted to think about what is it I can do in language that a robot cannot, to really assert my humanity through language.
We're talking with CJ Hauser right now. She teaches creative writing and literature at Colgate University in New York. And we're talking about her recent essay for The Guardian about her first time online dating. It's called This is Small Talk Purgatory, What Tinder Taught Me About Love. So there's the Turing test, but there's also something called the potato test. Tell us about the potato test.
Oh, I would love to, because it delights me that this exists. So I'm thinking about sort of how humans can use language to I don't know, express themselves as humans. But of course, as I did research for this piece, I realized that there are actual chatbots, like robots pretending to be people on Tinder and other dating apps. And so a lot of people who got sick of realizing 10 minutes into a conversation they were talking to a robot came up with this thing called the potato test, where you say over chat to the person you're talking to, say potato if you're real. And if the person on the other end of the line just keeps on talking about their dog, then you realize, oh no, they're not saying it back. They don't know what I've asked them, because they're not actually a real person.
And that's interesting. It's all about kind of breaking out of the expected or out of those patterns. And you make a comparison between a chess concept and dating. The chess concept is called being in book. And that is basically the setup for many chess games, where there's a series of expected moves. And it's only when the players move out of that, that things get interesting and someone actually, you know, can kind of outmaneuver their opponent. How does that apply to dating?
Sure. So this is an idea that I also encountered in Christian's book, and that my students are always really interested in talking about, because I think that on a college campus, when you're first getting to know people, they too spend a lot of time stuck in small talk purgatory. But in terms of dating, you start these chats, and there's a kind of way that it can predictably go back and forth in a way that is, you know, pleasant. No one has said anything egregiously upsetting, but you don't really know anything about the other person. So, hi, how are you? Where are you from? What's the weather like where you are? Do you like to go inside to read books? Do you like to go outside to sort of do sports? Oh, yes, I too have once gone to this country. But at a certain point, you just sort of have a baseball card of statistics, and you don't really know who the other person is. And I found that frustrating, and I wanted to do that thing that Christian talks about chess players doing, where they stop playing what are the correct or strategic moves and start sort of improvising and expressing themselves with flair as players.
So what did you do to go outside of the book in dating?
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it's supposed to be something that reveals something about you, but I am a person who loves tiny stories and anecdotes. Like, I love at the end of the day with people in my life, my family or my friends, to be like, here is this conversation I had with a stranger at the post office today, or here is this funny thing that I saw on the news today, and here's how I think about it. What do you think about it? And so I love to give a little anecdote, like something I've gathered from the world that day, and then for someone to sort of react to it or share either a story it reminds them of or their reactions to a new idea. And I don't know, that's what really, I don't know, meaningful communication feels like for me. And that's not to say that's true for everyone, but I was looking for someone I could relate to. That's what I thought of dating as being. So that's how I tried to get out of book.
So in your essay, CJ, you do recount quite a few bad dates. Despite that, or maybe because of that, would you encourage others to try it?
I think that, well, I think I would encourage people to try to get out of book in life, whether it's in dating or if it's just in interactions I don't know, in your town on a daily basis. Like, I think it's really nice if you're in line at the post office or trying to make a connection with someone online to say, like, hey, like, it's snowing like crazy out right now. It reminds me of the storm when I was six and we had this crazy snow angel party. Like, are you going out today? Or are you going to stay inside and stay warm? And just, I don't know, make an effort to be a real human person in your daily interactions. And I know that's something that makes me happy.
Well, CJ, thanks for joining us, and say potato.
Potato.
All right. That was CJ Hauser. She teaches creative writing and literature at Colgate University in New York. Her most recent novel is called Family of Origin. She joined us to talk about her essay for The Guardian called This is Small Talk Purgatory, What Tinder Taught Me About Love. You can find a link to that essay at our website, wpr.org/centraltime.